A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 3rd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about flooding that has affected most parts of the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about flooding.
Torrential rains causing floods in Zimbabwe have killed 246 people and left thousands homeless since December. According to the Herald newspaper, which quoted state officials, at least 128 people were injured, 1,576 marooned, while 1,985 were left homeless in floods that left a trail of destruction. The floods have resulted in 74 schools being damaged, 70 dams breached, and 5 health institutions damaged.
President Robert Mugabe, who is currently in Singapore for a medical checkup, declared the floods to be a national disaster earlier this week, with $100 million needed to repair road infrastructure alone.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nyaya yemafasha emvura ayo anova akonzera matambudziko akanyanya vanhu vanodarika mazana maviri nemakumi mana nematanhatu 246 vachinzi vakashaya. Pane vamwe vari kutorwa nemhepo nemvura iyoyi vachiedza kubira nzizi, vamwe vachitakurwa vachiedza kubira nzizi dzinenge dzakazara nedzi motokari nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika. Zvimwewo zviri kuitika ndezvekuti mvura iyoyi iri kukukura tsvina ichipinza mumatsime kana muzvibhorani, zvaakuitawo kuti vamwe vanhu munzvimbo dzakawanda wanda vatange kurwara zvikuru nezvirwere zvemudumbu. Vakawanda misha yaputswa, vamwewo vari kuti zvipfuyo zviri kufa mushure mekunge zvanyura mumadhaka. Tinoda kunzwa chero kwamuri, kungave kucholochoko kwatiri kunzwa kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, kumasvingo uko, muchititaurirai vateereri kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yenyu, uye muri kuwana here rubatsiro rwamuri kutarisira kubva kuhurumende. Gibbs.
Yebombe zulungandaba lingalithona njani kona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina lapha siyaphila. Yes, bona ngazani ke kukhona okwenzakala eZimbabwe, and khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe ngani kuyamangalisa sibili. Kulezulu elimangalisayo elachaya kunsukwane sana kwedlula, njalo singathi ke abantu abaningi etsholotsho kuzobuya emaswingo, emwenezi kona ngale sikolo seLundi ngani ke abantu bathwele nzima. Kuzobuya ke lezinye indawo zizokuthiwa ke even lama-bridge azizane aqhumeka. Kuzobuya la manye amadamu okuthiwa ke anjenge Insindi Range kuna ngale Gwanda, kuzobuya la manye nje kuna ngale Phansi eGwanda Reserve lako sizokuthiwa ke amadamu ahambela manzi. Ye, so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe kuhlupha kangakanani konke lokho. Kula bantu ke abafika 246 okuthiwa sebebhubhile, kuzobuya ke amadamu ke nxabe balwa kuthiwa angu-70 angazani ke athethwe ngamanzi. Kuzobuya lezikolo nje ezifika 74 ngani lazo zidilizwe kakhulu ngamanzi lawa. Kuzobuya la makilinika nje athize lawa afika khonapho kumbe angu-5. Abantu abaningi khonapho ke kukhanya zani basemkhunjini ongani kuthiwa yiumaruna lokhu. So ngani kuyahlupha khona kumfowethu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani lapho elikhona khona ngapho ukuthi kambe kume njani. Asiqhubeke ba.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. Who do we have there?
I think it should be Councillor Mpokiseng Sibanda. She is in Emathetshaneni, that is Nkayi, ward 19. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Banda.
Ebo.
Sakwamukela mama kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngikhululekile ukuba ngikhulumisane lana.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi uhamba khona uhamba njani khona ngapho? Kambe kunezikolo yini ezathathwa umoya kuzobuya lamanzi kumbe akukho lezinye indawo uhamba njani khona lapho kuwadi yakho?
Hayi, thina lapha kuward 19 okukhona okusikhathazayo. Izulu liyanafikile kodwa hayi besingakakhukhulelwa ndawo. Kodwa endaweni lezi ezinjengamahlabathi khonapha emathetshaneni izulu lanalethi lithelini liphuzile kwenze ukuthi izilimo zise zigalule ubuningi bethu asoze kube lesivuno esihle kuzaba nendlala. Kodwa-ke hhayi amanzi abengakasonile asila ndawo nje singazitsho sithi kulo monakalo omkhulu nje. Hhayi ngumonakalo nje omncane ukuthi amanzi asuke aba maningi ezilimeni ukuthi izilimo zethu azisakhulanga ngendlela.
Siyawuzwa kakhulu, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana ntombendana. So according to the councillor, you know, the problem is not about the schools being, you know, destroyed or dams being breached and all those kind of things. But she says the problem that they have is too much rain. So these rains have actually destroyed a lot of crops. So she says at the end of the day, some people won't harvest anything. But initially, the situation was very good and conducive for a bumper harvest. But now people are losing hope because there's too much rain.
And now, Councillor Sibanda, are you getting any assistance from the government or non-governmental organizations?
Hayi, that is the thing akatholi nje ukuncediswa okuvela kwezindawo. Into ebikhona lonyaka vele azange sithole ama-inputs, ngakwakutholakala ama-inputs izulu lisina kanje. Ngase nalisile ukubana sifake o-fertilizer amabeletho ahlambuluka abe mahle. So silime nje into esasiyifakile ngumkhuba. Umkhuba izulu lingaba liningi kakhulu uyacwila awulamandla njengefertilizer.
Gibbs.
Ye, pho-ke nxa sikhangela-ke ongani kuyahlupha kakhulu khona ngapho, singathi antute inkinga ngabe ngamanzi amaningi. Kuzobuya-ke abantu bavele abala kudla council endaweni yakho khonapho. So-ke pho-ke abantwana-ke esikolo bayahamba yini nxa izifula lazo zingani zigcwele?
Nxa zigcwele siyehluleka ukuthi banelise ukuthi bahambe ezikolo ngoba silemfula emkhulu. Nxa lingana ubusuku bonke uvuke kulamanzi ezifuleni kabanelisi ukuthi bahambe, asilamabridge. So besicelile kwabe-DDF savumelana ukuthi ezinye indawo bazozama ukuthi bayenze amabridge ngoba kasilawo amabridge. Indawo zethu sibili zilemfula esetuzayo emelichatshwe ngabantwana besiye esikolo. Lingana futhi besesikolo kuba lohlupho ngoba kabayinelisi ukuchapha. Sesabafundisa ukuthi bayafika bame ngaphesheya komfula. Bangama ngaphesheya komfula abantu bayezama ukuthi bakhangele ukuthi amanzi anganani. Kube labantu abalinda ngale ngaphesheya ukuthi bangangeni emanzini. Akazathangitsha laphana bese sibachaphisa. Nxanjalo kwehlule ngalelo langa siyacela ngemizini engephesheya eseduze khonapho ukuthi bancedise ukuthi bathole ukuthi balale kuyena leyo mizi yangaphesheya.
Yeah, bamba futhi khonapho. So she's saying that you know, in terms of crossing rivers, that's another challenge. Because when these rivers are actually full, children can't go to school. So they end up maybe arranging with villagers on the other side of the river to actually accommodate their kids. But she says this is problematic because, you know, these rivers are really bursting.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7, a live talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the problems that are being caused by flooding that has actually affected most parts of the country and other regional countries such as Zambia and also in Mozambique. In the cities, I think councils are also complaining that the roads are now in a terrible shape. And motorists are also complaining that all is not well in most cities, including Harare, of course. And we have our second guest, that is Dr. Takawafira Joe, who is the president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, who is in one of the most affected regions, that is Masvingo. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Vajo, mungatu zoti, zaka mira sezi nukumashwingo kuparizin?
Zina, zina kumira zaka naka kumashwingo. Nekuti, isi tumumiri ya wala iriji, Nzizi zaka wanda zihombe nebiki zaka zara. Runde gwizi guno dambura no mashingo kubva kumusoro kuMidlands. Nyuanetu guno kubva kuMidlands dambura no mashingo. Nyanangezi no dambura zara no tumo tumatribita river. Zaka zara shokuti wanawe zikoro awacha kwani kuti waende kuzvikoro. Even wana wadokora wanga waitaura zvena curriculum hakukwanisi kuti even masyllabus kunge vanawo aende kuzvikoro. Vabereka vakwanisiwo kufamba. Zvikoro zvakawanda zviri kumwanezi nechiredzi zvikoro zvisina kunaka. Tikatarisa for example vana Bhubhi primary vana Bhubhi secondary zvikoro zvanga zvakavaka namadhaka zvikoro zveutsva zvakadistroya zvichida kuti mabhuku evana vechikoro akanayiwa akadistroyeka. Vabarairidza havasina pokugara. Vana vechikoro vachona vakawanda kumaresetment schools uku havasina pokudzidzira nokuti vanga wana matere. Saka zvinhu zvinosuwisa zvinhu zvinotsamusa zvikuru. Asi ndinotenda nechirongwa ichechi nokuti vazhinji patakatanga kutaura kuti kune dambudziko remvura dutu mutengo iri vanga vachoti hatisati taiona mvura yacho tikati munogara kupi. Zvikuru vangu vanenge vasingagari kumazingo vanenge vachida kutaura sekuti tinotaura manyepo. Saka iko zvino vanhu vazvionera panhesefonda nokuti mvura yaparadza rodhi, yaparadza zvikoro, yaparadza misha, yaparadza tunhu twese tingati mombe, mbudzi, huku, zvese zvaparadziwa nemvura iyi.
And Gibbs, you may chip in.
So now what is happening to schools? You know, are there any people that are affected and all those kind of things?
Vana vechikoro vakaafektwa vakawandisa. Ndinodavira kuti tisangana navarairidzi tinowana kwakawanda hakuzi kumasimbo chete
nechirungu vazvoa dr
zvoisiza kwese kunoratidza kuti kune vana vechikoro vakawanda zvikuru vasingachikwanisi kuti vaende kuchikoro kungava kupuraimari kungava kusekondari nokuti mazirizi zvikuru sei ari kune nzizi dzakawanda fanika mwane zirivhai akadamburwa. Saka vamwe varairidzi vaiwanikwa vachigara kumhiri kuko vasingakwanisi kuenda kuchikoro. Vana vechikoro zvekusekondari nekupuraimari havachakwanisi kuenda kuchikoro. Tina Machegato High School mabhiriji akadambugwa. Saka vakawanda vana vechikoro vanenge vari kuna Najeka kumhiri uko. Vamwe vachona vana vepuraimari vari ikoko. Saka ministiri inenge ichiti vaende panearest school. Waona kuti nearest school imwe iri 11 kilometers iri 17 kilometers. Saka zvinhu zvinonetsa kuti vana vofamba sei. Mabhiriji hakusina. Kana ukaenda kunana masouth uko vana campes bhiriji akadamburwa. Kana ukatobva kunana masimbo uchida kuenda sekunana Jeka kunana Mberengwa unotenga enda unoenda Gweru woenda Bulawayo wozoenda Gwanda. Panhu panga pachingokwanisa kuti munhu asvike chete ne200 kilometers kwakuda 800 kilometers. Saka zvinhu zvinotsamusa. Misha yaparara and hurumende yaimboramba at least inotenda kuti yadiclarewo hayo kuti mafloods aya ae state of disaster. Asi hatingofari nokudiclare. Tinofanira kutiona vanhu vawira dambudziko rakadai vachibatsirwa. Saka rubatsiro ndo rwuri kunonoka kuuya nokuti vakawanda havasina pokugara. Vangoendawo kumashopani kune kwakakwirira vachigara ikoko. Vana vechikoro vakawanda havana. Vamwe havakwanisi kufamba magrade 0 magrade 1 kuti aende ku20 kilometers hakwanisi kutongogarawo muraini mavanenge vari. Saka tatokurudzira kuti kana kune maticha anenge akavharirwawo ikoko vangoonawo pamwe pamushawo pavangaendawo vakanokwanisa kuti vadzidzise vana ava nokuti vangasarira kumashure. Saka idambudziko rawo ranyika ranga richida kuti tive organized tinge tine rapid response tichiona kuti vanhu vangabatsirika sei zvikuru sei nyaya dzechikoro nokuti temu rese rinei ritawai wasted temu nokuti kwagara maresources haana kuuya enyu syllabus. Vana namaticha vakadamburwa zvikoro zvisingakwanisi kuti vana vazvo vanga vachidya ipapo vakwanise kunge vachiuya mazuva ese.
Tinotenda Dr Zhou, tichadzoka kwamuri. Gibbs muteereri nguva.
Yes, lo munhuzana ke uJabu Sipanda kukonangale kwelebotswana. Sipanda ungaunjani?
Sikhona babani njani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Kunjani kona ngapha ebotswana?
Hayi, ebotswana kuraiti kakhulu.
Yebo phela.
Yana sebili, hayi kuhle nomzila.
Ah, very good. So singathi izulu lichaya njani kona?
Hayi, liyachaya, liyachaya phela.
Bathe khaya ke
kumele. Yachaya kugcwele amanzi, amadamu segcwele wonke nje.
Ye, bathe khaya ke kumele njani?
Hayi, bathe khaya kuhle liyana. Baso de kataza inkota zimu emasimini lapha kusasa kuleke emasimini. Inkota yangkhona hayi 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 bathe ngisidla ubhedo.
Kodwa inkota phela ingcono kulokuthi ngakula Zulu phela.
Eh hayi khona kunjalo sithabela khona ukuthi inkota ingcono izulu likhona. Kuzakwaniseka ukuthi kudogeke okuncane.
So abantu ke izulu libahlubhini kula ngale.
Hayi. Kwethu indawo ngikuse hayi sibili alibahluphi kodwa siza izindaweni eziningi ezinjengakubo Tsholotsho ngapha ubo Plumtree lapho esizwela khona ukuthi hayi izulu ngathi lonile sibili kakhulu.
Pho-ke nxa lione kangaka mnumzana Sibanda wena ekhaya uvela ngapho kwangikhona?
Mina ngifume yamenzo.
Ye singathi ubanceda ngani abantu khona ngale siyakwazi indawo engazani kuloku hlupho okukhona okudize okwamanzi khona ngale. Ubanceda njani?
Siyazama ukuthi sincedisane sibili ngembono sibonisane la bameli bezigaba ukuthi sibone ukuthi singancedisana njani.
Bona bathini abameli bezigaba?
Labo bantu bona uduko sibili ukuthi lukhona. Uthi abantu kufuze bebambane besebenze ndaweni.
Ye kodwa bayafisa yini ukuthi bakwenze kumbe badonsa inyawo?
Khona khonoko abantu vele isikhathi esiningi inyawo abantu badonsele badonsa inyawo
oye
abanakwenza ukuqinibeyo yafica ukuthi isikhathi sonke vele abantu badonsa inyawo ngasemva ngazi ukuthi kubangelwa kuyini.
Hhayi ke siyakuza ke mnumzana ukhona ulo mlayezelo ongawutshela uZulu.
Umlayezelo ongawutshela uZulu nje ukuthi hhayi mina cela ukuthi abantu bebambisane bencedisane sibili ukuze udubo lolu lungathi luba nganeno.
Yesakwawenza
udubo lonolo lamanzi abakhukhulule abantu bezama ukuthi bencedisa abanye babo ukwenzela ukuthi
siyabonga kakhulu mdaweni.
Ngibonge kakhulu baba.
Yesibonge kakhulu. So that is Mr. Jabu Sibanda who is in Botswana. You are saying that mainly that you know people must help each other. He's in Botswana, he's in touch with people in his Nyamandlovu home, and he says they are talking to local leaders so that maybe they can give some bit of help or some other kind of, you know, spiritual help, you know, all those kind of things. So he's really worried about what's going on.
Yeah. Let's go back to Dr. Joe.
Yes,
you touched a bit on the issue of the response. We expect the response to be rapid. And also, many experts had warned that this was going to happen. Why is it that the government seems to have been caught unaware?
I think the government really suffers from preparedness. I think most of these things, they didn't take it serious, and in fact, they always profess that they don't have money, but it's not an issue of money. I think it's an issue of preparedness and organization that runs up to the village, and we don't have that system that can be seen as from national level, provincial level, district level, and then ward level or village level. I think it's our nature as Zimbabweans that unless the Harare is affected or Lawa is affected, normally the response is slow because politicians live in urban areas and they only visit the rural areas when it's around the voting time. So I think the problem is that these people are far from the public ear and they are far from the areas where the politicians are residing. And normally, we have not always prepared or put money aside so that there is rapid response to such challenges. It has not happened in Zimbabwe. Of course, we have had cyclones like Cyclone Elise, but we have always been caught unawares because we have never lived in an area or prepared for such disasters. I think there is need to prepare for such disasters. Of course, we have organizations, but such organizations are based in town. And you find that the people who are suffering are in most cases are in the rural areas, and there is no one to help.
So I really think that even the local leaders, the headmen, the chiefs and the like, should be educated on how best to assist their respective people, and should also be provided with the resources. For example, people need the books, people need blankets, people need food, and even if they go to the shops, they lack in terms of such facilities or basic needs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Zhou. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about floods that have killed at least 246 people so far. Gibbs.
I think we're joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Morven Kalisa Ngwenya. He's a villager in Daluga Ward in Lupane. That is Matebele North Province. Good evening and welcome to the program, Ngwenya.
Evening, sir. How are you, Mr. Dube?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Kunjani khona ngapho eLupane baba?
ELupane izulu liyana. Ama-floods nalokhu esikhuluma ngawo akhona kakhulu baba Dube, akhona kakhulu sibili.
Mhm. So nxa usithi akhona kakhulu akucasisela uzulu sibili ukuthi kume njani khonapho ke eDaluka.
Edaluka kunama-floods ngathezi ngikhuluma nje amavini amabili adlulileyo kube le ngozi silahlelwe ngabantu ababili emanzini wathi nganto angasova abantu ababili sivili ngoba indawo ezimbili ekwelezenzakalo zakhona khonapho kubuvi river edaluka laphezulu le endaweni kuthiwa kusemathambo silahlelwe ngabantwana abade bechapha esikolo ngapha edaluka ngabadala sibili ababe chapha bevela yekukudla kwenye indawo babechapha ebritini bawela ngerod ebritini sikhuluma manje umfula wakhona olama-on off ngaba namhlanje kube ngcono ukuthi amanzi akhona ngaphansi kwebritshi kusasa phezu kwebritshi ukuthi sohlupho olukhulu kakhulu i-disaster enkulu kakhulu angazi ukuthi kungenzakala kanjani ngoba nxa ngisizwa ekhuluma kanje uzowu yinto esiyikhangelele ukuthi yona le
ye lokhu sakhona Ngwenya
I think he got cut off there
so what we're saying is that two people recently drowned in its area and then some kids who were coming from school also drowned so in another area near his place so he says it's really unpredictable how the rivers are especially Kwai River so he says most cases it's just flooded but sometimes it goes down and you can actually see the bridge but now at times you don't see it and he says a truck recently fell over it just tipped over the bridge so he says the situation is really serious
Of course, once rivers are flooded, drivers are urged not to attempt to cross as many have been swept away. Rigatende kuna mkoma tendai ngarai variku Witbank. Makadi mkoma tendai ku South Africa.
Yes, baba makadiko.
Aiwa tirinani kurise wo joni uku.
Tino uku joni hakurinani zvako.
Mhm. Nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yemafasha amemvura. Muri kuonawo sei?
Mafasha memvura haana kumira zvakanaka. Nini zvangu ndiri kubato retrans from Zimbabwe. Marimwe zuro ndiripo muZimbabwe. Nzvimbo dzendakatenderera ndichiongorora semunhu wemusangano retrans from Zimbabwe ndaida kuona kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvinonetsa muZimbabwe. Zvikunetsa muZimbabwe nekuda kwemvura yanaya. Nzvimbo dzendakatenderera dzakaita sana mhandamabwe rodhi like morodhi yekubva kugweru kusvika pachibhi tenof nemugwagwa wekubva kuchirundu uchisvika muharare nzvimbo dzese idzodzo dzakazara makomba akanyanya then pezobva pachibhi tenof tichiziva kuno bed bridge kana kubhodha makomba arimo akawandisa zvisingaiti ari kukonzereswa nemvura iyi asi manje isusu mai semaonero edu hatinenge tisingadi kungotaura nezvemvura chete asi tinoenda kutaura futi nemamiriro akaita hurumende yedu haisi kumaintaina maroads mvura hongu yakauya asi yakauya pamaroads asiri kumaintainwa nemabridge asinga maintainwa atingatariswe saka nao mvura yazouya manje yabva yakonzeresa problem wese manje kubva pane zviyanga iri Saka mari dzauda kuita kuita dzibanje kana dzinoda kuita mari dzei apa pagara kune matogets ari kutorwa mari kubva 2009 up to now. Kune marozi, kune matogets ari kutorwa mari every day. Mari yacho irikuenda kupi? Mari yauda kukwereka national disaster yakutaura ndei. Mari yakatorwa 2009 up to now yakaenda kupi? Handi yaifanira kunge igadzira marozi. Tanzi purpose yekutorwa kwemari yematogets.
Hanzi hainyatso kwa nika ye matogets mkuma tendai.
Wana joroma watakaunzwa itaura mai manje msuno parliament. Mari mezuru wa mari wano parliament itaura nizukuti. Tuna mari nishika 100 million, 40 million nishikuwa machedu. Wane 40 million kufatiko ya 9 up to now ya marozi. Zingara ilikisa kupu mari. Taka itambu zikiwe kumanji. Kata hila utu wano wa shiniru wa chona. Wata nyenge kune raisi za wangu wa jipoizu. Zina matuwezeji.
Aya watunotenda
shukuru. Kwa mkazi marozi. Wano wakazi marozi. Kana wano vota. Wata vote la raisi. Wakazi vote la urumende shimi ziriko. Zivu ya. Transformers mbago iliko.
Aya watunotenda shukuru mkuma atendai.
Maita basa.
Tunotenda shukuru. Of course, Tendai is, you know, partly talking about the problem and also it appears campaigning for his party.
Transform Zimbabwe.
But basically saying that, you know, the money that the government is collecting from toll gates dotted around the country must be used to maintain roads. Because he's saying that from his travels, he's not seeing that that money is being put to good use. Mm-hmm. And he's saying before the government goes out begging for money from donors, it must also use its own resources.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying it's not doing a good job, Gibbs.
When you talk of Transform Zimbabwe, it reminds me of their videos that they're producing back home, you know?
Yes.
And they've got a lot of dancing to do.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
So not campaigning for them, right? So let's go back to Councillor Mpokisa Expander. Usako nekwa ni Councillor?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, akuchoke ukuthi wena nga usuka ngele konapo, ubona zanisipuno, siya vele, masimini singa nani, ebantu nikona?
Isivuno sizathola gala, emasimini. Sizaba silutshwani njalo abanye kakhulu vele sokutoti lokho ukuthi abazihamba bephumputha nje ukuthi bawose kodwa ukuthi bangafake ngalanini sokuza kubanzima ngoba indawo zenezo zitoti isibili omathechani emdlawuzeni kutoti lesibili kade belimile abantu kodwa akusela kudla okuqondileyo kodwa endaweni lezo eziphezulu eziqinileyo ezinjengezikwagwa lezibomvu lezidaka hayi labo bazavuna. Isivuno sakhona singake saba isivuno esicacayo kodwa kuzaba lamanye amavillage sibili aza kuma kubo ukuthi yasela lutho vele.
Phoke bazaphila ngani abantu labo?
Hey, kuza kuba nzima ekuphileni kwabo sokuza kuthi labo abatholileyo kube lokuncedisana nxa kusazanywa indlela zokuthi ikhulumende la incedise ngoba abantu bazabe ngakuza okwaneleyo ngoba labana laba bazabe kutholile kuzamele bakushela labo abangela lutho. So kuza kwenza ukuthi ikhulumende futhi izali lokhu ilomlando wokuthi imele incedise abantu bayo.
Kodwa ke ukudla okuvela kuhulumende kukhona yini?
Ukudla kathesi okukhona. Okuvela kuhulumende ikudla kwe-food for work. Njalo akutholwa ngabantu bonke, kutholwa ngabalutshwana nje ababa besebenza abangazangene kulokhu zena ku-World Vision. Yibo abathola umshandira. So ayisikho kudla okuthi kwenelisa imuli zonke kulezinye imuli vele zingazange zingene ku-food for work ezingazange zingene ku-World Vision ebezisidla nzima zilamba kodwa kathesi sokuzaba amandla ngoba nxa izulu lingasazange lilokhu ze linenge endlela yokuthi thina besingena ama-input okuthi sifake niyabo fertilizer ukuze izilimo zethu zibe zinhle yikho sokuyaba ne-challenge ukuthi abantu bazabe nendlala.
Ubambe konapho ke ungayikatshana Ntombendala, so she says that you know, possibilities are that people in the area won't get any good harvest. Primarily because of the fact that there's too much water logging. So she says that's a big problem. But she says people with occupying clay soils and so forth, they may get something and then maybe share with those that won't get anything. And she's praying that the government may come back and start giving people food for work kind of programs, you know, so that they can benefit out of working, you know, for different projects. And she says some families have not been benefiting at all from any government assistance, and the situation may get worse because of these rains.
And let's go back to Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Now, Dr. Joe, is this not ironic that there was a party, a birthday bash for President Robert Mugabe? We understand they used about 2.5 million for those birthday celebrations. And a few days later, the government is appealing for humanitarian assistance from the international community. Of course, they say if you stay closer to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everyone. But is there not a problem there that maybe that money could have been used to assist some of these families?
I agree totally that President Robert Mugabe, having been president and using state resources for the past 36 years, could have done the country a service by simply donating the money earmarked for his birthday this year to the victims of the floods, because the floods were there. And it is prudent for any president to prioritize the things, because really it makes no sense for the president and his close associates to be celebrating in Matopos when people are experiencing serious floods throughout the country. He should have shown his statement by postponing or even just bypassing the birthday and donating the money that had been raised to such victims. That in itself would have earned him a lot of respect from thousands and thousands of victims of the flood.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jore. Gatende kunemwe mutereri mkoma Lloyd ku Johannesburg. Makadi mkoma Lloyd.
Ofara mkoma, dimkoma blessing naye.
Dimkoma blessing. Aiwa istiri wadi zvedu.
Tinonzwa kusiriswa zvikuru nenyaya yemvura iri kunaya kumusha iyi.
Hanzi poitwa sei nedambudziko rapinda musha.
Chinonetsa ndechekuti vakuru vakataura chishona vachiti mapudzi anowira kusina hari. Nona mwari anga atiitira zvakanaka chaizvo gore ino kuti mvura inaya munyika medu. Asi nyaya yekushaya maresources, zvinhu zvese zviri kungoita turn back kuenda kupolitics. Iyo mvura yanayi tikatarisa nhedzisiro yayo yakuafekitwa futi iyo nepolitics mvura yacho iyoyi. Nekuti izvozvi izvi migwagwa iri kuparadzwa iyi haisi Zimbabwe bedzi yanaya mvura yakaoma kudai. Nyika zhinji dzanaya mvura iyoyi dutu mpengo irori. Asi mvura iyo yanaya kune dzimwe nyika vari kumhanya mhanya nekuti hurumende dzavo dzakanaka. Apa handisira kunyatotaura nezvepolitics zvakanyanya, ndoda kutaura nezviri kuzopedzisira zvakuafekita zvinhu zvakanaka. Saka maonero andinoita inini, dai Mwari atibatsira kuti apinde muvatungamiriri kunyanya vemusadhaki nemuafrican union vatarisewo Zimbabwe. Nekuti titaure kuti maelections kana kuti kudika zvese zvazvibatsire, nekuti dambudziko ratinaro izvezvi. Ndofunga the day before yesterday rwunde rwanga rwakazara kusvika pakuda kutoita overflow nepamusoro pebridge, mota dzikamiswa. But izvozvi tikatarisa maroads edu muZimbabwe, mukanwa matsaona ari kuitika muZimbabwe inyaya yeroad. Tisatambotarisa kunaya kwaita mvura. Saka zvinhu zvese zviri kuafekitwa nepolitics. Saka zvandiri kuona zvakutongoda kuikwa pamukoma blessing kuti dai Mwari angobatsira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe chete chete.
Aiwa,
ndo maonero angu aya.
Notenda zvikuru mukoma Lloyd.
Bongo.
You had the Gibbs from Lloyd at the end of it all. He says there is need for divine intervention because everything that has to go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe. And, you know, he's saying that, of course, these floods have affected some SADC countries, but at least they were prepared, and Zimbabwe clearly was not prepared. And this is why there's so much suffering, Gibbs.
Yeah, I don't know whether Ungwenya, look at Ungwenya. Ubaba Ngwenya wazani ke ucingo lwakhe lungana uhambe kuhle. Sibuyele ke kuDr. Joe. Dr. Joe, so Dr. Joe, if we look at issues to do with proper planning in government, so the government is never prepared for such eventualities?
You see, I think our problem is larger than that, just preparing. It stems from even having wrong people, because at least every department must be headed by people who have the expertise in that particular area. I will tell you that in Zimbabwe, I don't think there is any department that has prepared us for such eventualities like disasters, because it has become routine. Remember, a lot of these floods that have also affected us a few years ago, like in 2014 and the like, the ultimate result was the same. We have failed to respond appropriately to disaster, and we don't have that preparedness in Zimbabwe. And mostly even the people, if ever they are there, even the people who are leading such processes, don't have any plans other than just offering a statement and or commenting. For example, we have heard the Minister Kasiko commenting about a lot of this disaster affecting a lot of areas. But we don't have now special people now to intervene in order to alleviate such problems. That's our problem. If you ever you go anywhere in Masvingo, in Kirezi, Manezi, if you go to Bedbridge, if you go to Mberengwa, if you go to Insiza, if you go to Choloso, we don't have people at the local level assisting these victims of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Slow Babu Spasa, Uchuma. Mnumzana Uchuma, kunjani babu? Kwasiphile kakhulu Chuma, kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, ngonyana kancane nje. Bona ngokubonakalo lo udlulelo into azihambe kahle mani izini kubi. Abantu enhleli nje.
So asikhulu
basegcekeni abantwana besikolo abasayi esikolo lapha la sigqokweni lapha kasisahambi nje ukulima amabhloko wonke adilikile. Ukuze sibuhlungu kakhulu angiqazi singakhuluma ngithini.
So kungaphi khonapho
Chuma? Uhulumeni kazange alungiselele lutho. Umunayo kulobunzima kakhulu kazi ukuthi ngiyekuzelewa bantu. Lobunzima obukhulu kakhulu ngoba akulankeli kahle kathi abantu basegcekeni into zonke zihambile. Abantwana besikolo kabahambi amabhloko laminingi kangihambi ngoba amabhloko wonke ahambile. Asikwazi ukuthi kuzafica ngani kulobunzima kakhulu kazi.
Yes, ngathi indawo leyo okhuluma ngayo kungaphi khona?
Ngawuhamba longwe masimu lawayo into kuzelisela futhi Kanteng Road. Kanti uyakwazi ukuthi lihambile ibhloko likaKanteng laphana. Usela nje lelidlela sokumele ziyobhoda egweni ngazisishabhani. Sokunokunzima kakhulu laphana. Izobuya njengangena nje ngivakasha ngisiye empeleni kwalapho kulelelikamwanezi. Nalezi abantwana besikolo abasakambi kula abanye bahlala phejeya ngale bakusela ukuthi bafunde laphana emasekondarini bafunda khona. Primary abanye basuka phejeya ngale sokunokunzima kakhulukazi. Lokunzima okukhulu kakhulu. Izobuya njengaba kobulawayo laphana. Unandozi antizele ukuthi labantu phela basishiyile laphana. Ifinting leyo ngakhamile yabona ngale 1992 okungena mkhuzini uyikhangelayo ngitsho abancane ize yabulala abantu okutengisela ukuthi akula muntu onazowazi lapho kumende phasi kakhulukazi njalo abantu sebezasebezimeni anthi uyakwazi ukuthiiza bodwa sokuthi abazihleli abasae beyitholile ukuthi bahawulisa abantu bathale nzima.
So pho-ke manje ubona ngazane okwenza kube konke kungahambi kuhle nxa kulungiswa imigwaqo leyi asithi sokuphelile phela izulu lingahamba kambe kungenziwani ukuthi kulungiswe konke khonokho imali iyavela ngabujuma.
Imali njengokubona kayibonakali asila phela kudlelwane nabayabantu ibona kuphupha khona imali yakho lokuzitholakala khona kuzabona kunzima noma kuzakuthatha kuminyaka leminyaka kungazange kwalungiswa imigwaqo angikhona ukuthi imigwaqo uzalima laphana. Ngokubudlelano phela ibizwe lebeke lokudlelana nabo emazwe ngaye lingahlambi ukuthi lizimele lodwa aspaya yekangelini yezilingana akunalamazwe kodwa ngithi imali yakhona ngayifakwa njalo sizitshontu ibona molodimo khona elizweni lethu lapha kulokunzima kakhulukazi angazifundizaezanjeukuhambe kahle.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke Chuma, ungadinela kusasa baba, sibongele kakhulu.
Hayi kulungile
baba. Yes, bongela kakhulu bempila vikenhle. So
hai,
that was bahle. Yeah, okay. Hmm. That was Mr. Chuma. He says that you know, unfortunately some kids have stopped going to school.
Mm-hmm.
In places like Mwenezi, he was there recently. He says the situation is bad there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says there's a road from Bulawayo to Shabani.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says that the Nkankezi Bridge was swept away.
Mm-hmm.
So what people are doing now is to go via Kweru. I think it's a very, very long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go via Kweru to get to Shabani.
Mm-hmm.
So he says this is very inconvenient. And then when it comes to places like Filaposi,
mm-hmm.
he says there's too much rain there. He has been there and he has seen a lot of rain. And he says, you know, the problem is that government is not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not even giving people any kind of, you know, assistance, you know, in any form. If your property is washed away,
mm-hmm.
well, you have to build it from scratch. There's nothing you can do there. So he says the situation really is not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he says raising money will be difficult for the government. Where are they going to get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Joe, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the
Could
line.
That also not be a problem, the issue of donor fatigue? I think you have heard from the new U.S. administration saying that it might actually cut on humanitarian assistance and focus on domestic issues and fund the military, for example. And America happens to be Zimbabwe's biggest donor.
I agree that for the donors to give us money, they must also see our contribution. And I really don't believe that we can fail to raise money. Zimbabweans, as long as we are organized, Zimbabweans are in a better position to assist the disaster internally. All what we need is a proper planning where the local people also come in terms of raising the little that they can do. Molding in terms of buying, it's easy to buy cement and other things so that we build schools and other things. But the whole essence is that there is no proper organization or proper planning and the mobilization of resources from within Zimbabwe, from the local people. So we should see ministers, we should see MPs at least conducting meetings where people can try to mobilize resources. And our problem is that while people are willing to give, they are aware that people are so corrupt. Because if we make contributions, the very leaders will be the first one now to put their hands in the contribution. So unless and until we've eradicated issues like corruption and the like, it will be very difficult even also to raise money internally. But with proper people or with proper leaders who want to assist local people, it is possible to mobilize resources locally so that we also get something from the global village, but after also doing something as the affected people. Because it's not all people who are affected. We have local businessmen. We have also people like you in abroad. There you can appeal also to a lot of our friends abroad who are Zimbabweans. We can appeal to our own daughters, sons and daughters abroad to assist locally. But at least people want to see a credible thing. And unless and until we prove that we mean business and that we use the money or the resources for the intended purpose, it will be very difficult because Zimbabwean leaders are well known for corruption.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Joe. Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yes, Lomnunzana ke uJoseph Chauke, Baba Chauke unjani?
Ngikhona njani baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu, kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi kunjani lapho?
Ye, phosela khona ku sikhuluma ngempopho mazamanzi, lesikhukhula ezinjalo. Ungathi?
Hayi, nami ngiyazibona lapha kwe-Wanetha ke ukustrong kakhulu, hey uhlukumezekile noma sikuya ngasezindleleni.
Mm.
Hey. Alinethi lempela ni ama-buildings amanye avidilika.
Mm. Kungaphi lapho ukhuluma ngeGoli?
Ya, ngilane.
Ye, ungabuka khona sazi khona.
Mina okwamanje ngilanaso e-Primrose.
No, okay. So liyachaya sibiloku zwayo khona?
Ya, okwamanje limile.
Ekhaya ke uvela kuphi mfowethu?
Ngekhaya mna ngisuke eZimbabwe.
Ye, ngapho kwangikhona. Kunjani lapho uvela khona izulu?
Ya, bathi like lana nje, kete nezindlu la kukhula mpila hayi basehlupheni abadala ngale makhaya.
Kungaphi usetsholotsho kumbe ngaphi?
Hayi mina ngilaphana elwagwero.
Wo elwagwero ehe. So bathini bathini?
Hayi bathi okwamanje hayi lisamile but hayi bona bazange bebe nohlupho olukhulu nje kangako.
Ye so nxa sikhangele ubona zani bakhulume ngamabeli ukuthi engxenye ngabasezi bedobheludo?
Hayi ngokwamabeli abangeke bethole ngishishini abangeke bethole mfowethu.
Mhm. Kodwa singathi-ke
nje singathiduweni nje uduwo olukhulu mpela.
Ehe. Singathi-ke indlala yamanzi le ndlala yokuswela amanzi kungani ukuba ngcono ongaba ngcono kuphi?
Ya khona okungcono indlala yamanzi ingcono ngoba ma kumoshakele kokunye ngakhona ukuthi bezame nje ngokunye but le yalela ngayo hayi le ayikho kahle futhi.
Ye so asithi-ke khonokho sokwenzakele ukuthi abantu you know bathathelwe isifuyo ngamanzi kuzobuya lezindlu kuzobuya lamabele. So bangaqalisa njani ukuthi bagcine bezimele sibilina lani libancethisa njani?
Ya thina ngezinhlanyelo ede singakhona ukusibancedisa ngezinhlanyelo lezi ezivuma okwamanje ezidayisa njengabo-beans ezinye singakhona ukuthi zenze njengamanje kodwa ukuthi uchaphe nazo eyi bazithathela mfowethu kunzima laphayana ebhoda.
Indaba
ayi bazithathela laphayana ibhesiyasala ebhoda vele abafuni nazo ukuthi zichaphele.
Manje bathi lenze njani?
Hey, ikhona nto esiyakubhekelile ukuthi size ukuthi bazothi senze kanjani ngakho ngoba sinesifiso mpela zokuthi ngakungakhona siwasize mpela ngezihlanyelo nokunye nezinye nje izilimo ezingavuma kwamanje. Kodwa nje sisaba nje ukuthi basithathela laphayana.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke chauke ungadina lokusasa ba.
Okay, nathi siyabonga.
So that was Mr. Chauke, that is Joseph Chauke in South Africa. He comes from Lower Kweru. He says, you know, the rains were too much. So at the end of the day, nothing was going to be harvested in most villages. So he says maybe what they can do is to send some seeds like beans, you know, in which people can do some market gardening. Maybe he says that can work. But he says the problem that they have is they cannot take the kind of seeds across the border. You know, everything is impounded whenever they try to not smuggle it, but take it through the normal channels across the border. So from South Africa to Zimbabwe, he says the situation is tough.
Rigaiti mbo dzoka kuna vajo. Tirikuona kuti chimwe chiri kukanganiswa nenyaya yemvura iyi inyaya yechirongwa chekomanda agriculture chiyacho. Muripo ka vajo?
Ndiripo.
Munoona sei icho chirongwa chekomanda agriculture chingabatsira here kana kuti hapana chinobuda?
Apo kufambira dhongi rakafa. Vakuru vehurumende vaitaura komanda agriculture ari kubudira, chokwadi ndechekuti hakuna komanda agriculture. Minda yakawanda yakagara yakavata mbeu isina kuuya. Ende kwakawanda kwacho mvura yakanaya zvikuru zvokuti zvirimwa zvese edza zvakakukurwa nemvura kana kuti pakaita leaching zvavayelo. Tinotoshaya kuti kwavanoti bhamba harvest yacho inenge ichibva kupi, asi toziziva hedu kuti Zimbabwe iritora chibage chakawanda kubva kuZambia, masilozi akazara. Ende gore rino manje mnazvino vanengevoti chakakohwa chibage chakawanda vachireva chibage chavari kutora kuZambia. Kumaruzevha kwese kwatiri kufamba uku hakuna kwakadistro zvisingaite nemvura yakana yakawandisa yakapfuuridza mweri. Saka hamene kuti komanda agriculture yava anoti bhamba harvest iri kupi? Kuda iri munana Harare hayo mumatauni kuda ndomatina, but tinowana bhamba harvest mumatauni mumaruwa meso ijara kwakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru vazvo. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Steven, vato vada kutaura zvese nekukuluma vari kusouth africa. Makadi mukoma Steven? Mukoma Steven?
Ye Mashangani, unjani?
Kunjana
nishapo, unjani kwena?
Mashangani wani ngoba siyithune.
Ye kodwa hayi nguwe wedwa Mashangani uyaphila kodwa?
Ya, ngiyaphila.
Ye, izulu liyahlupha lapha, kuthiwani etshile dzingani?
izulu liyahlupha kakhulu 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 ngingazi ukuthi loba basho indawo yakithi le wayazi na oro ngoba ukhuluma nje ngoba aphuma nge dust road le phuma ekirezi aphuma straight ahambe ayelubend ekombeza dzula kwa gezani le angazi angimuzwa ayikhuluma le ndaba le ngoba maybe kugcwela amashangana kuphela ngale
hoyi haye uthuzane lemaswingo uthuzane lemaswingo ngombana ngakho uthuzane langale kini
angazi angithembi ukuthi wakwaza ngoba kugcwela amashangana yena wazi lokugcwela amashona kakhulu le
ye kodwa yena ngakho khona ngale phansi ekombeza ungale phezulu emaswingo yeso ukhulumela abantu abakhona ngale emaswingo ya
yeah, but ukhulumela abangaseli emashoneni ngakithi la ngakwazi imvula inethe kakhulu mani and umfula lo welukuzenza ingwenya ziyaphuma manje umfula lo awugwele kakhulu manje manje ingwenya ziyaphuma ziluma imbuzi manje
aha so umfula onkulu kutwa kwini
hello
umfula kutwa kwini
Hello?
Ye umfula okhuluma ngawo kutwa kwini? Ozokuphuma khona ingwe?
Ubhubhi. Ubhubhi lo uyawela ephakathi kweLimpopo la wabona lo mfula lo babambiza ukuthi ubhubhi.
Ye ubhubhi ye.
Ya, kuyiwo lo ufike udivana neLimpopo lapha manje ingonya ziyaphuma manje ngoba ugwele kakhulu neLimpopo. Ya.
Ye, kodwa ke amadamu kuthwana akho adabukileyo.
Ngakithi la kuna madamu le.
Yebo phela.
Ya, ngikele ungibuzele kuye kuJo ukuthi ngakithi le angikwangimuzi ngathi ukukhuluma indaba yese yangale ngale kakithi la ngimuzi ayikhuluma ngoba hey iaffectekile kakhulu indawo.
Hayi indawo okhuluma ngayo sibili kade ngakukhulumeli lani bekhuluma ngalabo abaphezulu ngale.
Oh.
Ye kunjalo baba.
Okay.
Hayi Mashangale mbokele kakhulu ndoda.
Hayi right.
Yes, I want to. So that was Stephen Mashagale. He says, you know, in Chiretsi, they've got a problem, especially along the Pupi River.
Mm-hmm.
He says crocodiles are now terrorizing goats.
Yeah,
because when it's flooded,
mm-hmm.
the crocodiles don't mix with floods.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they are causing havoc. Mm-hmm. They come out of the river and go straight for the goats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Wow. Tinamkoma Gibson Moyo. Magadimkoma Gibson.
Tinofara makadini uyimi.
Aiwa isu tiri wadi muri kupi?
Ndiri ku Midlands.
Muri kupi?
Ku Midlands.
Oh, ku Midlands uko kwakamira sei nyaya mafasha memvura.
Ku Midlands kuri nani hako, but ini ndiri pamuganhu pe Mashonaland and West ne Midlands.
Mhm.
Pakadona rime bridge izvi zviri tisingazivi kuti richava kwasei. Asi bridge yero kana risina kuvakwa mayambukiro parwizi kunonzi Sanyati hakwanisiki zvachose ende zvichatotinetsa.
Saka vanhu vari kuita sei parizvino?
Hakuna rinoyambuka. Vamwe vanofenzesa zviteme izvozviya zvimakwandi kuti hazvisiri sei.
Ko vakuru vehurumende vakamboya here taura henyu?
Right. Asi chikuru chiri kutinetsa isu savanhu ndechokuti mari yokuti isu tigadzirirwe migwagwa nokugadzirirwa madhamu nokugadzirirwa mabhiriji iwawa inoshayikwa seiko kana tichihwa kuti kune 15 billion isingazikangwi kuti iri kupi yakangotaugwa nemuromo iyeyo 15 billion dero yakawanikwa zvayo hafu yacho muno munyika tingadende tichichema here pamusoro zvepezvo imi makambozvionipi kuti president wenyika anotiza nyika yake achindovakwa kuzhe kwenyika anoshei kurauka munyika make maanoti ndakagarika hakuna chinonetsa asi kana angohwa musoro ukwira ndege inodhura nokundogara kumahotera anodhura achienda kune dzimwe nyika mapresidendi enyika zhinji tinotorera shuwa hakuna anorapwa kunze kwenyika yake asi iye wedu anoshei kurauka muHarare mune maqualified doctors akaita basa rawo nemazvo anomboseiko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo tinotenda zvikuru ndiva Gibson Moyao vati vari kuMidlands and the posed an interesting question Dr. Joe, you're still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
He talked about, you know, leveraging resources such as diamonds, to actually ensure that Zimbabwe modernizes its infrastructure, because many agree that most of these roads were actually constructed during the Smith regime, and the new government has done a terrible job when it comes to maintaining or constructing new roads. He's saying, what is happening to the country's resources? Dr. Joe?
Well, it's clear that we have a defective political system of Sultanism and a defective economic system of statism. What is clear is that a few organized people have cornered the resources of the state, and they are using those resources for their own benefit. And the majority of the people are disorganized, and so they can easily be manipulated by a few organized people who then look after themselves and their relatives. So it's clear that our resources have been abused, our resources have not been used appropriately, and our resources are enjoyed by a few people. So if we appropriately use our resources in terms of our mineral resources, our human resources, we can perform wonders. But the looting by a few is so terrible that a lot of the people, particularly the rural areas, in rural areas, will not benefit. So I think we need a realignment of use of resources and appointment of the best personnel such resources so that we use them effectively. And I think the issue also of our priorities, we need to prioritize our issues. What is our priority? It seems the priority of politicians is to stay in power. So they are doing everything that ensures that they stay in power irrespective of the destruction of the country. So unless and until we realign our priorities and apportion resources to infrastructure development, the syndrome of a few enjoying the best of Zimbabwe will continue, and the majority of Zimbabweans will continue to suffer or wallow in poverty.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joe Gibbs.
Yes, come again, Councillor Spanda. Okugcina sibili vala kona phohlelo. Councillor Spanda, vala mama.
Yebo.
Yebo, vala uhlelo sibili. Ubona njani ukuthi pho kumele kwenzweni?
Engikubona kungaba ngcono ukuthi nje ngakuthi ihulumende yethu yanakekela abantu bayo, ibazwele indawo zonke lezi ezibe lomonakalo omkhulu wotsholotsho, omasingo, baphathiswe ngokudla, baphathiswe lokuthi nxa kungatholakala imali kabaphiwe izifuyo nje, ungaba zinkomo ezine ngamuzi ngamuzi, kwenzela ukuthi bahlonze, ngoba empilweni yabo sebelahlekelwe yimfuyo yabo yonke, abangake baphinde bakwanise ukuthi baziphilise ngaphandle kokuthi ihulumende yethu ibe yiyo encedisayo. Kodwa ngokwazi kwami ukuthi uvele uthando lokwazi ukuthi umuntu yini yilo lungekhoyo, ikhwe ngubana kuzaba lobunzima vele, ngoba bona bakhumbula abantu ngesikhathi sama-election kuphele kubana babavotele, bangabavotela ngemva kwalapho babalahla njengenyonga yenyathi, abaphinde bakhumbule ngabo loba nini.
Kodwa bakhunjuzwa njani phela ukuthi heyi selisikhohliwe phela sebenzani? Bakhunjuzwa njani kunako?
Akulandlele ukubakhumbuza, ngoba vele bona ngabo nxa subatshela ngalokhu basebekutshela ukuthi ngamasayishini. Akulandlele ukuthi singathi bangakhunjuzwa ngayiphi indlela, ngoba basebekhuluma ngamasayishini vele. Kanti bathembisile imisebenzi yonke ababethe bazayinika abantu i-200 million, ingaphandi yehlule. Akusekho okunye singakutsho, ngoba sesikubonile ukuthi kuyize neze konke ababa bekukhuluma bekuthembisa abantu asizo zinto eziphilayo. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. So she's talking about political emptiness in Zimbabwe. Big problem according to you.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Takawafira Joe, President, Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Councillor Mpogiseng Sibanda, Ward 19, Emma Tezesani Nkai,
yeah, almost there.
Mr. Moven Kelisa Nguinya from Daluka in Lupane. And of course, we want to thank our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, and all those who managed to send us messages. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.